Jewish communities around the world are among the people mourning the shooting Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. The hate-filled attack killed 11 worshipers. It came a day after a Florida man who posted hate-filled comments online was charged with mailing pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country. Ilana Khan of the Jewish Community Relations Council in Milwaukee talked about the shooting with WUWM's Mayon Silver. Khan says, unfortunately, it didn't surprise her.
It's the confluence of anti-Semitism, which is always present with the moment we're at and the sort of unmasking of bigotry and the unleashing of violent language. We have elected officials who use mean and nasty and violent rhetoric, and action comes from language. So that is a piece of it. And I think also there's easy access to guns. You know, this is the era of the mass shooting. I had to remind myself that this is horrific. I had to remind myself that this is about people because this just seems inevitable.
So your organization is monitoring hate crimes and threats. Are you monitoring this in Milwaukee or in the local area? And what are you finding?
Part of what the Jewish Community Relations Council does on an ongoing basis is that we monitor and respond to anti-Semitic incidents. Incidents have more than doubled between 2015 and 2017. But the incidents have changed. I would say that the tenor of the incidents have changed. Whereas most of the incidents used to be swastikas spray painted or, you know, scratched into bathroom walls. We still have those, but we have many more incidents that include language like what yesterday's shooter said, all Jews must die. We have many more things like that that are just sort of bold, you know, unhooded language.
What actions is the local Jewish community taking in response to these events, and how will it be tackling the need to stay vigilant without becoming overly suspicious or isolated?
Well, that's a good question. I think that people are, as expected, uneasy. Most of the synagogues released something last night, and they are working, I think, to assure people. And there's increased security, of course, right now. You know, I also think, and I think that there's strong consensus in the Jewish community, that we don't want to live in a fortress. And yet, by the way, when there are more guns in places, there are more gun accidents and more gun incidents in places. And that's part of the equation. So I think that we have seen that the Jewish community has moved along that continuum based on the percepted needs of the moment, but has absolutely not resorted to having armed guards everywhere.
What is your advice to the broader community in terms of what they can do in response to threats and tragedies like this?
Throughout the day yesterday and the night and this morning, there's been an outpouring of expressions of support, offers to help from friends and allies, faith leaders throughout the community. It is very meaningful, and it changes how it feels. Some people just said, know that I love you. And some people said, these aren't our values. And they talked about us. So I think that taking it personally and understanding that we're at a decision as Americans about what kind of community we want to live in. So it happened Saturday on Sabbath to a Jewish congregation, to the Jewish community. And 6 years ago, it happened to a Sikh community in Milwaukee. And I felt deeply then that it happened to us too, you know, not in the same sort of particular way, but that it was our tragedy too. So I think that that feeling of knowing that it happened to all of us and responding as though it's yours, it's personal, is incredibly meaningful.
Ilana Khan is director of the Jewish Community Relations Council in Milwaukee. She spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver.